Hi everyone, this is Chandler Fraser-Pauls and welcome back to Admission Insight. Today we'll have a conversation with our head of school, Dr. Hawkey, about last year, this year, and everything upcoming. It's been a great start to the year at the Pennington School and we are excited for you to hear this conversation today. So sit back and enjoy. As we like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Dr. Hawkey, it's great to have you here with us today and good to be back, you know, filling another kind of podcast with you. It's been a while.
It has been a while and it's great to be back with you, Chan. In fact, I remember just about a year ago we were doing a podcast and I think we were both masked.
We were. So it's nice to be here, you know, 6 feet apart without a mask and
exactly.
It's going well.
Exactly.
So let's jump right into it. I'm going to take us back to June.
Sure.
We had an in-person graduation and prom. How did those events go? You know, how did you feel being able to make those happen after such a unique and challenging year last year?
Yeah, it was challenging, and certainly the odds were stacked against us to be able to pull those kinds of events off. But I think we did, and I think we did an amazingly great job. First came the prom, which was right around that Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, I don't think anything could have stopped the kids from wanting to do that and be together. So we had we rented a giant tent for the football field. We had music, we had food trucks. Kids were in their classic prom attire. They looked great. And of course, we were met with a 48 or 45 degree temperature that night. So, but you know, nothing was going to stop all of us from having fun. And the kids, you know, that was pretty special and I think pretty memorable. And then about a week later, we were setting up on the front lawn of Old Main, which is the traditional site of graduation. We had some, you know, social distancing measures in place. We had masks, and we had a wonderful crowd of family and friends out on the front lawn on a beautiful day, and we pulled it off. And I think everyone felt, you know, great about the end of the year.
I agree. You know, I know families and the kids loved the end of the year, and they did feel great about it. So it meant, you know, the world to them that we made that happen. So,
yeah.
You know. Applause to all of you that made it happen out there. So, secondly, let's fast forward to September now.
Sure.
I know you ride your bike to school. I see it every day.
You got it.
So, you're riding your bike to school on that first day in September of this new year. Give me one word to describe how you felt in that first day of school with campus full and it buzzing again, finally.
Yeah. The only word that I can say that properly captures it would be excited. You know that there's no other way to describe it. You know, coming onto campus on those two wheels, seeing the kids, you know, getting out of their cars, you know, getting dropped off, kids coming out of the dormitories. I mean, there was a buzz, there was energy. Yeah, we were all excited.
It was a long time coming, so, you know, I share that sentiment with you of excitement.
Sure.
All right, so now we have to ask, you know, how is Pennington still handling, you know, the COVID situation and the vaccine situation? You know, where are we?
Yeah, no, we're knock on wood, we're doing great. You know, we're still taking precautions. I had sent out a letter over the summer informing the community that we really wanted them to be supportive of this place in trying to get our school community as vaccinated as possible. And I'm happy to report at this point that we're hovering right around that 96% vaccinated as a community. That's faculty, staff, and our student body for those who are eligible. So I was very heartened by that response, you know, from virtually all sectors of the community. And the isolated cases of COVID, there have been just, I think, two since the beginning. No contact tracing, you know, had a ripple effect there. So we were able to kind of get on top of it very quickly and you know, get the kids the help they needed, and they were very mild cases, so feeling good. And of course, you know, also, you know, being cautiously optimistic about getting into the later stages of the fall and winter, but we're in good shape.
Fantastic. Great to hear, and mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate you sharing that. So now we've talked about a little bit last year, right? We've talked about this fall now, mm-hmm. Starting school. let's just talk about, you know, bring that all together. What are you most proud of regarding our Pennington community after last year and then a month into this year?
Yeah, I probably most proud of the fact that that this community really held on to the pride and love that they have for this place, you know. And, you know, that's evident in how you see, you know, people back on campus, in their interactions. You know, I just love seeing students and how excited they are to be back in the classroom, face-to-face with their teachers and coaches. You know, you can't beat there. There's no substitute for in-person, face-to-face, you know, school, just period. So, you know, as much as futurists want to tell you that, you know, a virtual platform is where we're heading, I think we know that we can do that, and I think that there are great opportunities to kind of dig deeper into that space. But you know, I'm banking on the fact that we need that face-to-face interaction. Absolutely. We are, you know, people need that type of interpersonal connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like connection. Yeah. Absolutely. So now mid-October, right? Mm-hmm. We just finished up a homecoming weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tons of alumni here on campus, full schedule of games, and an absolutely dynamite pep rally. I mean, it was fantastic.
It was.
You know, this is our first homecoming in 2 years.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you, you know, through your eyes?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I was on the field on Friday night for the outdoor pep rally, you know, with you know, I don't know, the entire student
yep.
body out there.
Oh, yeah.
500 students out on the field. Teachers were out there. Some parents were out there. I mean, it was a festive atmosphere. And, you know, just great to see the excitement back with the kids. You know, everyone has, you know, kind of the Pennington tradition is for all the clubs and athletic teams. They do a dance or they do a skit or, you know, it's fun. It's funny. The highlight for me was eSports.
Oh, they crushed it.
I mean, just, you know, off the charts. Funny, just, you know, nobody was expecting it.
And they got a standing ovation.
And they got a standing ovation from the entire, you know, student body, which was awesome. So that's a great highlight. But, you know, I'm also thinking about the alumni that were back, and I talked with alumni from the 40s.
Wow.
And, you know, and I think about the alumni who are from that generation on up through the 70s. I spent Saturday evening at dinner with the 50th reunion from 70 and 71, and met people from the 80s and 90s, and
wow,
you know, they're in awe of what's been happening here. You know,
yep.
they're so proud of their school. Of course, they all say, you know, I would never get in now, which I don't think is true. But you know, I think that they recognize that a lot has happened, and yet the great thing is that they still recognize that there is a strong community feel here.
Yep.
Just like they had, whether they were here, you know, 70 years ago,
yeah.
or whether that it was, you know, 20 years ago. So that's really nice to hear from them.
It's awesome. You know, it was definitely a successful homecoming weekend.
Yeah.
So that's great to hear. So kind of shifting gears here, you know, in my eyes, right, when I think about it, this year brings tons of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what opportunity are you most excited about when it comes to the Pennington community this school year?
Well, listen, I think it's you know, we have to first, you know, make all those reconnections. You know, we've been out of sorts for about a year and a half. So, you know, there's an important aspect to this year, which is reestablishing ties, reconnecting with each other, building those that foundation for our new students. You know, this year we have about 140 new students to the school. And then you add on to that group, you know, another 125 from last year who had hybrid learning. So that's half of your student body that's,
yeah.
that really needs, you know, kind of that the connection that Pennington, you know, gives them. So I think that's the opportunity that I see that's really the most, you know, important one for us to focus on. You know, of course, there's new student programming. There's opportunities for you know, kids to engage in service and extracurricular stuff. All important and all part of their experience here. But yeah, that initial engagement and building a foundation, I see that as critical.
Great. So obviously now shifting gears to an admission standpoint.
Yeah.
We're finally excited to welcome families back on campus, right, for tours, events,
yeah.
interviews,
mm-hmm.
and we could not be happier about that. Anything to say to those families?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we are opening up the campus, and, you know, I think that our big selling point is when you come onto campus.
Yep.
So, for those of you who can get here safely, take advantage of that opportunity, because you will not have a similar experience anywhere else.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So now to our last segment. You know, something I came up with when I was just thinking about this. I'm going to call it our Get to Know Our Guest segment bit.
Yep.
You know, we're going to go rapid fire with a few questions here, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Favorite food in the dining hall here at Pennington?
Vegan bar.
Mm.
We have a chef that knocks it out of the park every day. And, you know, I was a meat and potatoes guy until I met Kat. And now I'm first in line at the vegan bar.
There we go. I love it. Favorite spot on campus here at Pennington?
Gosh, lots of places. Llewellyn Pond. You know, just a tranquil, beautiful place. Outdoor classrooms around that space.
Yep.
But just gorgeous. And, you know, natural habitat for so many different species of birds and wildlife, you name it. So I love it.
It is beautiful out there. Favorite memory coaching here at Pennington?
So many memories. Yeah, I got to put the 2008 fall season up there, probably near, if not at the top, near the top.
Yep.
Undefeated season, number one national ranking. You know, so many good things, and just a team loaded with talent.
Yeah, I remember that team. I was a sophomore in high school.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You remember how good it was?
Oh, yes.
It was fun.
They were stacked.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch. Favorite memory as head of school here?
I gotta give a shout out to convocation. To me, first day official opening of a new school year, that brings it for me every year. So
yeah.
Convocation.
And you had a special song choice this year at Convocation, I believe. All right. You played some great music. It was fabulous.
Good
per
music,
usual.
Just good energy.
Yes.
You know, everyone's excited to be back. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Good time.
How long have you been at Pennington, Dr. Hockey?
None of your business.
So,
longer than you've been alive. Let's put
okay,
it that
fair
way.
Enough.
How old are you?
I am 28 years old.
There you go. So longer than that, less than 50.
So to follow that up, my final question.
Mm-hmm.
Why has Pennington become home to you and your family?
Well, you know, it's not just for me. It is for my family. I have three kids, all of whom went through Pennington. It's hard not to feel that way, you know, that this is this place means more to me than anything. You know, educated my three kids, you know, helped produce, you know, intelligent, warm, kind, caring, resilient, you know, kids who are really, you know, successful now, you know, out of college, one's in college. So I have everything to thank for, you know, with Pennington. So, this is a great place.
Couldn't agree more. That's it. That's a wrap.
That's it.
We appreciate you, Dr. Hockey.
Right.
We'll be back soon with some more Admission Insight podcast, so stay tuned. Any last words?
No, you know you can call on me anytime, Chan. Nice to be with you.
All right.